Nolte, CEO Bob Iger claims Disney will stop the propaganda, don't believe him. By John Nolte on November 30, 2023. Embattled and disgraced Disney CEO Bob Iger is promising Disney will stop with the propaganda killing his movies. He's lying. Entertain first, not messages, Iger said Wednesday at some foo-foo conference called the New York Times Deal Book Summit. He added that positive messages for the world are great but shouldn't be forced on the public or used as the story's primary focus. While I appreciate his validating what normal people have been saying for years, get woke, go broke, only a fool believes him. I'm telling you, he's lying. Good grief, he lied during this foo-foo event with the not-so-veiled suggestion that his predecessor and successor, former CEO Bob Chapek, is responsible for Disney's open embrace of left-wing propaganda. Up to and including the obscene crusade to use animated movies to groom and queer little kids. Chapek wasn't in power long enough to have a say in two of 2022's animated flops, Lightyear and Strange World, that centered around homosexual relationships, in a children's movie. So, if Iger is willing to tell a brazen and easily proven lie like that, why should anyone believe anything groomer Bob says about anything? Well, you shouldn't. With the left, the past is always prologue, and we've heard this repentant refrain a million times. Here are some of my favorites. The corporate media are sorry it got another major story 100% wrong and will learn from their mistake. We need to make more entertainment for the heartland. The Motion Picture Academy promises no politics at this year's Oscars. All the left does is lie, and groomer Bob is as leftist as it gets. He's so leftist that he thinks it's wrong to protect Florida grade schoolers from predatory public school teachers who want to groom them with homosexuality and fetishes. Because the past is prologue, I can tell you what will happen next. Disney will not only not change, Disney will double down on its crusade to sexualize little kids and spread the gospel of identity politics. Then, Disney will continue to insist it has changed and that only hypersensitive, paranoid, right-wing bigots say differently. CNN, The Washington Post, The New York Times, PBS, NBC, NPR, ABC, CBS, and all the rest have been doing this for years. And it doesn't matter how much credibility, money, and customers these companies lose because it's not about that. It's only ever about one thing, spreading left-wing propaganda. So phase two is always the same, say the company has mended its ways when it hasn't. And then declare anyone who disagrees a crazy bigot. Disney is done. Disney is evil. Disney can only be redeemed through a personnel anima, which will never happen. The transvestites and drag queens on Disney Plus will continue until the second coming. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. After your purchase, email jmnalt@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers and is the perfect Christmas gift. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle and audiobook.